Good evening. My name is Maureen Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, and I'm a resident of 47A Nottingham Road here in Deerfield. I've been in Deerfield for almost 7 years. As a former pediatric oncology nurse, I've taken care of many young children, often losing their lives to cancer. And I'm also a master's prepared public health professional. So I read the Northern Pass application with great interest, particularly Appendix 37, addressing exposure to AC and DC electric magnetic fields. Despite the analysis and information provided by the application to minimize concerns in this area, the potential health impacts resulting from the increased electromagnetic exposure that this project presents to the residents of this community is of great concern to me. There are several places in the application which state such things as the WHO report paid particular attention to childhood leukemia because the most consistent epidemiologic association in the area of low-frequency EMF and the health research has been reported between this disease and long-term exposure to higher than average magnetic field levels. That's one area that the WHO expressed concerns about this. Consistent epidemiological evidence suggests that chronic low-intensity ELF magnetic field exposure is associated with an increased risk of childhood leukemia. The National Institute on Environmental Health Services Working Group classified ELF EMF as possibly carcinogenic in a decision that the NIEHS called conservative. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, the Cancer Research Agency for the WHO, and a leading scientific and health authority on cancer research and cancer causation, reviewed the literature to evaluate potential carcinogenic effects of ELF-EMF in 2002. Evidence for all cancers from both epidemiological studies and laboratory animal studies was inadequate for ELF electric fields. The association between childhood leukemia and magnetic fields observed in other studies remains unexplained. Thus, the results of recent studies do not change the classification of the epidemiologic data as limited. The situation regarding the existing scientific evidence as described in this application is precisely why the public health concept of the precautionary principle is appropriate in this situation. The precautionary principle encourages policies that protect human health and the environment in the face of uncertain risks. I believe this concept pertains particularly relevantly to the lack of knowledge regarding prolonged human exposure to elevated electromagnetic radiation, such as what will occur in this community and many others with the construction of Northern Pass transmission lines. Environmental scientists worldwide have proposed that this precautionary principle concept be adopted as the standard guideline in environmental decision making with regard to policy making and scientific inquiry. And the concept has four central components: taking preventative action in the face of uncertainty, which this data certainly provides; shifting the burden of proof to the proponents of an activity, which I don't believe is contained in the application; exploring a wide range of alternatives to possibly harmful applications, particularly when this project is not necessary; and increasing public participation in decision making. As my contribution to public participation in the SEC decision making, which I am extremely grateful for, I am not convinced that this project does not present potential public health risks. I wonder how many Eversource employees would be enthusiastic about having the transmission lines and towers placed in their backyard where their children and grandchildren play daily.
How much more do you have?
Two paragraphs.
How many paragraphs have you done so far?
I don't know. One big paragraph.
Okay.
Additionally, my decision to live in Deerfield was based on its historic and rural character, which are both threatened by this project. I regularly hike in Pawtuckaway State Park and many other parts of the state. I take great pleasure in the aesthetics of the views I experience on those hikes, and those views will be seriously impacted, and I am sure I am not the only one who will choose to hike elsewhere if these towers are constructed in Deerfield and the Pawtuckaway Viewshed, as well as many other parts of the state. I do believe my property values will be seriously negatively impacted by the proximity of these towers. No one on the Eversource side can prove this isn't likely. And once the state's beauty is destroyed, it will never come back. Thank you.